My father was a great man. A hero, so they say. Sometimes the world doesn't need another hero. Sometimes what it needs is a monster.
For battle. It requires 1,000 boys for his army, including your son.
Run to your mother.
Look away!
You can't protect us.
I'll find a way.
I have been waiting an eternity.
Finally, a movie about darkness. This movie embraces darkness all over. After watching this movie, I believe in the darkness now. If you wasn't a believer before, watch Dracula Untold. The story that no one never wanted to be told in the first place. People, like I said here, we're here with another review. This one's for Dracula Untold. Who the fuck was this directed by? First time director, I remember that part. Actually, first time everything. Gary Shore, who's only done a short, and even the writers on here, first time directors. You got Burke Sharpless and Matt Shazama. Damn, they should have named that nigga Shazam. But yeah, first time writers, first time director here. Making this with Luke Evans, and it's the story of Dracula before he was, well, I guess in the middle somewhere, how he became, what drove him to be Dracula, you know? So let's go ahead and get into a plot synopsis here. So we open up with this horrible narration, very horrible, done by Dracula's or Luke Evans' child and son in the movie. By the way, he's a horrible voice actor too. Actually, and I do not remember the damn kid's name, to be honest, for the life of me. I don't remember the actors who played him at all, actually. So you know what? Fuck it. I'm not even gonna go through that, but if I'm not mistaken, it was Art Parkinson. So, and he plays Injurus, I believe. So, you got Luke Evans here, Vlad. We find out that he was taken by the Turks as a kid, or not even taken. He was given up by his father or whatever, because apparently you have to sacrifice little boys because this movie is all about pedophilia and with the churches somehow. And we got this little, kind of like what we saw in Hercules that came out with Dwayne Johnson. We got this little montage scene of showing how the boys were beat, whipped, tortured, trained, blindfolded. I mean, pretty much trained to be just soldiers and warriors to fight for future wars for Dominic Cooper's character. And what we see here, what was telling by his son was told that, but there was one man that pretty much broke free from all that and escaped and fought his way to where soldiers and stuff feared him. That I do not know why. But then we fast forward a couple of years later. We see that Vlad by Luke Evans, man, he's taking charge, trying to prove to y'all he's an action star. We get to him and we get to his castle and we realize that the Turks aren't the ones that's killing some people or whatever. We found out later that there was a vampire living in this cave, but they didn't know. He gets away free, which is shocking because no one that ever enters that cave never leaves. And then we get to a scene where Dominic Cooper's right-hand man shows up and pretty much threatened his people of Transylvania, the castle of it, and pretty much say, hey, we want 1,000 boys so we can take to our church and rape them to death, I guess. Clearly, they were taking their boys off. So we want 1,000 boys by tomorrow. So Dominic Cooper's, his beautiful and gorgeous wife, Marina, played by Sarah Gadon, she's like, you and Dominic, let me get this dude's name. Dominic Cooper played Mehmet. Mehmet, I'm going to go with that, whatever. Mehmet. He's like, you two were kind of like brothers. Maybe you can negotiate with them. So, you know, Dominic Cooper and him, Vlad and Mehmet, they sit down, they start talking. He's like, come on, man. Don't you think 1,000 is a little bit too extreme? I'm trying to live in peace. I mean,
if anything here,
take me. Yeah, I'm worth more than 1,000 boys. Boys can't do shit. But me, everybody knows about me. I'm a badass motherfucker. And man, Mehmet, he's kind of being a dick. And he's just like, you know what? No. 1,000 boys is perfect, but I also want one more thing. I want your son as well, Vlad, by my side, and I will train him to be even better than you. And Luke Evans is like, oh, fuck. I got to go back to my wife, who won't leave me the fuck alone about this. Mind you, Luke Evans was just about, because they meet up in this little area in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. They meet up in this area. Luke Evans was about to hand over his son and be done with it. He was like, look, his son even had balls. He was like, fuck it, father. I'll go ahead and do this. I mean, you did it, so how bad can it really be? And then Sarah Gadon, Miranda, her bitch ass had to come and say, you promised me, Luke, or Vlad, you said when we get married, this would never happen. Things would change and blah, blah, blah. And she put the guilt trip on, you know, Vlad, and he's just sitting there like, fuck. Well, I had to marry your ass. You just had to bring that up here. So, you know what? He walks over and he's like, all right. Look, son. Go back to your mother. And the only reason why he probably said that, too, is because, first of all, he had that bitch nagging in his ear. But then this son of a bitch had to go and say something like, that's it? You're just going to hand him over like that? I expected much of more of a fight from the great Vlad the Impaler, which was his nickname, whatever, because he would send a message to people by pretty much impaling people through spears and sticks and sticking them up in the ground so their king or enemy or sultan or whatever it is can come back and see the battlefield of them just sticking up in the air. So he pretty much rolled his eyes when he said that and said, no, the fuck, he did not just say that. And he murders everybody. And I like this old man. He comes on. He's just like, you still think you can protect us or whatever? It's like he just murdered 7 people single-handedly in ease. I think he can. But then you see Dominic Cooper's army and say, oh, no, he needed the blood of darkness. So then Luke Evans decided, like, I know how to defeat this army. I have to save my family and do this. So he goes to the caves, obviously. And he goes back. Even the vampire there is fucking with him. He's kind of like, you know, you actually returned? Are you stupid? But I don't smell fear in you. No. I smell nigga. And I smell hope. Fearless or whatever and stuff. That's what I smell out of you. So he's like, you damn right you smell darkness and fearless and all that crap in me, because I got a little hope in me to save my family. So this vampire offers him his blood and to take his place. Because pretty much what the vampire has been doing, he's been holding the blood of darkness, if you will. He's been waiting for someone to come in because he has to offer him to him. So the rule here is, the vampire pretty much tells him, hey, you can be stronger, as strong as 1,000 men, faster than anything ever. Vision is even damn near perfect. You control darkness. The creatures that roam in darkness will be your ally. Shit, if he would have told me this, I'd have been like, by the time he would have turned around, that blood would have been gone already. I'd have drunk it out that cup and been like, where do I start? But only here's the catch to this rule here. Dracula, or Luke, Vlad at the time, the rules is here is this guy can drink the blood and he has 3 days to hold this power. Now, the power will only become permanent is if he strikes human blood, or tastes blood for that matter at all from human, and he will be now permanently stuck as Dracula, and the other guy, I guess, would be set free to roam the mystical, magical Negro land or something like that. They never really was clear about that. And if he so does happen to not choose to take upon human blood, then the curse will be lifted after 3 days, and he will be going back to his normal old pretty boy Luke Evans self. And that's pretty much the plot right there. He's using his powers to stop this enemy here to save his family and his township, and pretty much fighting a struggle within him to make sure that he doesn't strike human blood. Let me get into some positives now. Positives I have about this film is, you know what, positive I have about the film is Luke Evans. I think Luke Evans was good. I don't think he stood out, though. And the part that I see Luke Evans is good in is the parts where you go, like, the guy can't act. It's just whoever wrote this script from is, I think Luke Evans has a habit of taking scripts that don't make him stand out or shine or anything like that. He has the build, the look, the personality, if anything, whatever. But every time you see him deliver dialogue, it doesn't come across as universal, and I hate to use that term or whatever, because this is a universal film. Universal to everyone, because, I don't know, it's something about him where it's just he doesn't speak to the people, if you will. And by the way, this is Universal's first attempt of creating this universe, which it sounds like the most stupidest fucking idea ever, but I'm looking forward to seeing how they do this. Another positive I have, I'll go ahead and go down all the actors. I thought all the actors delivered what they needed to do. The worst actor in here, well, I have to get on, is, which is funny because I think he's the best actor in here, is Dominic Cooper. Dominic Cooper plays a villain with a fucked up accent and too much gold tan makeup on. Looks like he's wearing Gold Bond from that Shaq commercial on his face too much. And he just does there and has about three lines, and he's just snickering the whole time, and he's like, get Vlad and do this or whatever and shit. I mean, there is nothing to that character. And it's a goddamn shame because I've seen Dominic Cooper, and I think he's a great actor. I've seen him in so many good things, and to see him get completely wasted in this, I was like, damn, he had more to do than Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter than this shit. Another thing about Dominic Cooper's, too, is his dialogue was some of the fucking worst. Now, I will give this director credit. I think that the shots and the movie go, the pacing of it is really good. I think the shots of it is even, as a matter of fact, I think some, technical-wise, I think it's a good-looking film. The action fucking sucks. Whoever was doing that parts or whatever, they need to be fucking fired, because now we're back into this shaky cam, quick cut scenes. Well, I'm not going to complain about the darkness because I love the darkness. I embrace darkness. I am darkness. So, but techno-wise, I thought it looked beautiful. I mean, there were scenes in here where I was just like, that is cinematography-wise. That looks gorgeous. Music-wise, I could have done without. I mean, there was two good songs in there, I will say, but some of the other music choices, I was just like, yeah, you could have dropped that. The main problem with some of the music choices in here, it just makes scenes that's supposed to be dramatic and since kind of like Gotham. It's supposed to make scenes out of dramatic stuff, but yet it makes it look cheesier because the movie, the longer it goes on, it felt not only cheesier, but it felt even kind of stupid at some point. I do like the story, because I do like this story of finding out. I mean, hell, it worked for Maleficent. Why not Dracula then, right? Taking one of the most fearful creatures ever in the world and giving him a twist of why he had to do what he do. And I do like that story, man. I mean, he really much had no point intent to do this, whatever. But they pretty much backed him up against a wall where it was like, and then I think that was one of the best parts. Matter of fact, the strongest parts of the movie, too, is that connection of wanting to become Dracula to stop this, whatever. And the whole fight of not drinking human blood, which also brings a positive and a negative, though, because once he pretty much drinks the blood and you find out the rules and stuff like that, you kind of can predict this movie from a mile a minute. It gets halfway through the film, it gets predictable as fuck. I think I saw every beat that it was going to hit. And even the part where you're thinking in your head, okay, well, Dracula never turns back human, so the story is going to continue. He has to stay Dracula somehow. And I thought about it and was like, I bet his wife dies and he has to bite her or something like that to use his power to stop these things, Dominic Cooper and them. Sure enough, that happens. It was a good scene. Problem with that is she fell off a goddamn mountaintop or whatever and, oh, okay, you know what, yeah, she fell off a mountaintop, and her body should have fucking exploded, okay, I'm gonna get into that point, but another thing is, he fucking bit her, and he's got blood all over him and shit like that, but this had the Wolverine Origins effect, where I noticed in this movie, every fucking time somebody got bit, it was never fucking shown the bite marks on the neck, or even on, I mean, I don't know if this was rated R or PG-13, but goddamn, you can at least show the fucking bite next. And I'm looking at it right now. It is PG-13. Okay, so I can see this not showing the blood part, but I saw a lot of blood in this movie to where when it came down to the bite marks, you barely saw any blood on it. And the hole marks were, I mean, this girl looked like she landed on a fucking pillow. Now, I will give, maybe I will defend that by saying Dracula did catch her at the last minute. Maybe it was one of those Mary Jane effects where she kind of knocked her head against the boulder or something like that. But then again, her head should have been at least dropping blood or something like that. But the effects of that, the whole bite mark thing, whatever, that shit was kind of, It was pretty fucking clumsy. I don't know who was handling that part. But then again, you know what? Fuck that. You can get around with PG-13 so much, they could have showed that shit. Even if they have to CG the blood or something like that. It was just inconsistent for my taste. Like I said, Dominic Cooper's horrible. Luke Evans is great. Man, as a matter of fact, all the actors in here are great and doing what they got to do. One thing that the problem with the movie is it gets kind of dull. This is supposed to be an action adventure fantasy film or whatever, and the action scenes, which you would think about to be badass because you got one man going against 1,000, they're actually kind of boring. You know what? I heard someone comparing this to I, Frankenstein, and I got to defend I, Frankenstein by saying the action scenes were actually shot good in that film. The rest of the movie was bullshit. And here is the complete opposite, where I think the story could have propelled better, had been in better hands, though, or maybe veteran writers or even director for that matter. But since it was rookie writers and rookie director, had it been in better hands, I'm pretty sure it probably would have been handled better. But I thought that the scenes that were there wasn't action were a lot better. And I only say a lot better by comparison to the action scenes, because other than that, the action scenes are pretty fucking god-awful here. And it's quite embarrassing. But then the first fight scene, I have a really major positive to say about that is there's Luke Evans is going up against thousands of soldiers right here. He pretty much says, fuck these guys, I got this. And he's constantly stabbing people. You can't see a damn thing because it's completely shrouded in darkness and his quick cuts and stuff like that. But there's a shot of him stabbing somebody and leaving the sword in his body, and they show you like reflections of the battle through the sword. That was actually a cool concept. I've never seen anything like that, to be honest. And maybe I have. I just don't remember. But whatever it was, I thought it was a cool concept. The only thing that dragged that down is like, oh, this is the Godzilla effect in a way. We're watching him fight on a TV, so this doesn't really add anything. It would have been cool if I would have saw something, but I think Evans handles the dramatic scenes as well as he does. The action later on kind of drags the story into weak territory. I think it's mildly entertaining in some parts. Like I said, once it gets to the action scenes, you really don't care. I mean, it does look cool, don't get me wrong. The whole bats and shit like that, now that is cool. But another problem with that is Luke Evans could have ended this battle in a day. He should have just took the fight. Now, I understand that he killed all these, you know, he should have took the fight to Dominic Cooper, because there's a scene where, you know, this is supposed to be the final battle, but then, you know, his wife dies. Dominic Cooper takes his son, so he has to bite her to in order to get his powers back or something like that, just so he can go save his son and stop him, because that's what his wife also said. She said, look, take my blood. She pretty much sacrificed herself, saying, save our son and make sure he doesn't live this life. And he does that, and he bites every vampire or every human that was on his side in there or whatever, not knowing that they were fucking bloodthirsty as well. So he goes in here, and instead of, which by the way, he didn't even, be honest, now that he actually accepted the blood of a human being or whatever, and by, I'm assuming that this is the part where he is full Dracula now, so he should be even more powerful, because everybody knows Dracula's weakness is sunlight here. This motherfucker created darkness, and I mean seriously, in this ending battle, this is where I'm thinking like, okay, because before I'm just thinking like they even say it in the beginning of the film, you only have a taste of what Dracula's power is. Once you take the blood of a human, you will have a full bona fide idea of what it's like to be all powerful. So I can forgive the beginning parts of some of this stuff, whatever, because they try to say that he's not fully Dracula yet. But the problem with that is they kind of explore so much of his powers. You kind of like, well, he's already stronger than most of these guys in comparison. But to get to my point here, it's sunlight, and he created darkness and thunder and clouds shrouding the dark. And I was like, holy shit, this dude is going to be a badass. So why did he feel the need to bite everybody else in here to attack these people? He could have easily just wiped out this little village they had set up. And then the fight scene between him and Dominic Cooper, which I thought was anything that was involved with Dominic Cooper, I think was fucking horrible. Dominic Cooper and his fight scene was dragged on for so long that it was just like, this is meaningless and pointless. Because there's a scene, and I kid you fucking not, people, there's a fucking scene in here where his wedding ring starts burning his finger. So he takes it off and puts it on his chain and wears it out of his armor and shirt and stuff like that. So it doesn't burn at all, but only when it touches skin. Dominic Cooper took all the coins that had Vlad's face on it that he gave him and rubbed it all over this little hut they were in fighting in and talking about, ooh, you're getting weaker. I'm just like, how the fuck is he getting weaker? It's not even touching him. The inconsistency of that was fucking ridiculous. It was and the reason why the fight was so fucking ridiculous is because it was fucking boring. And what made it so damn boring, it was this stupid, non-essential power or weakness that they were supposed to present that never really added up anything because he never once touched any of this silver. And then it ends with him turning into a bunch of bats and just stabbing. I'm just like, you should have just turned into a fucking bunch of bats and fucking drowned at that goddamn little hut. So it's almost backwards on that, whatever it's saying, like, now that he's fully Dracula, he should be even more powerful, but yet he goes in here to fight Dominic Cooper, and he looks weaker. So the inconsistency of that was fucking annoying. And, movie ends with fast forward, and we're in today's time frame, whatever, and it looks like, and if I'm not mistaken, it looked like the guy that gave him Dracula's power became human, once again saying the games begin, movie ends, because Dracula, we find out his little Eeyore is in this movie too. And he's like, master. He sounded like fucking Boo Berry and shit. Master. So he comes up in the movie somehow. And then, you know, Dracula pretty much, after he saves his son, he pretty much sacrificed himself and all the vampires by removing the dark clouds, whatever, letting the sun burn him. Didn't burn him to crisp, whatever. So then this little servant comes in here, feeds him his blood, and awakens. And next you know, he's in present day time. Like I said, I wasn't angry walking out of this movie. I thought this movie had a lot of potential watching it from trailer. I thought it had a lot of coolness in it too. But watching the movie, I thought that because it was in lesser hands, I thought it was handled cheap and poorly. It almost felt like the movie kept trying to be an underworld movie and I would say it is better than underworld movies, but it almost kept feeling like it tried to follow that same path as an underworld film. And I thought that was where it was mainly lacking in some parts. I will admit, it's glad to see a vampire back on the Deathstroke, whatever. But I will say it's pretty ludicrous and silly, and found some of the dialogue was so cliched, along with some of the shots as well. However, I think Luke Evans was charismatic and has potential to grow in this universe that they're creating, whatever. So I am looking forward to see where else they go with this. I was getting the ratings here, I'm just gonna give it a stream it. I was gonna go somewhere between a really, really low fucking stream, but I'm just gonna go generic and say stream it. I think it had potential to be a fun movie had in the hands of a better fucking action director, or a director at all that was capable of shooting action, because some of the action scenes in here had the potential of looking cool and they went womp womp womp. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a stream it. And after watching this, I still think that this is the story that nobody really wanted to give a fuck about, so they should have just kept it untold.
What is it you are seeking?
I want the power to destroy my enemies and save my family.
There's no turning back.
Drink, Dracula.
Welcome to your life.
I'm the thing men fear, not a ghost, something else.
I see the devil inside him. Do you think you are alive because you can fight? You are alive because of what I did to save.